Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 25th of January, recording at 9:57 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Well, steadier tone here in most stock markets today. We saw that in Asia, although the Nikkei was down. It was just down a tiny 12.5 points. And the second section index was up for the 23rd out of 25 consecutive days. And Hong Kong had a good bounce as well. Thailand was firmer. Australia firmer. European markets were all up on the upside here today as well. And some fairly chunky gains here today, helped by what had been quite a strong rally on Wall Street after the consumer confidence figures came out. Now, Wall Street really did roar ahead, and at one stage, I think the Dow, which had the best gain on the day, closed at nearly 93, but it had been up over 130 points at one stage, and the rally was pegged back quite sharply. And I think the main reason for that was the rising price of oil, last traded at $49.56. Now, you might recall yesterday in the audio I said that we may well get a bounce because Wall Street was short-term oversold and a number of the U.S. indices had pulled back to what were potential support levels. And so I think that we're likely to see some firmer action down at these levels. But in my view, these patterns are very unlikely to support rallies right back up and through the highs, which people have perhaps become accustomed to over the last couple of years. I think too much technical damage was done, and despite the oversold conditions that we see, and the fact that we don't have conclusive evidence that this rally of nearly 2 years is over, this certainly looks like endgame action to me, but it may be might possibly be a fairly lengthy topping process. In other words, taking a few more months. We'll see. That's a type of forecast that I'll be adjusting on pretty much a short-term basis. Overall, in terms of strategies, again, you know, I'd be very careful in here. I don't think we need to panic out of anything at this stage, but the strategy certainly should be to lighten on rallies. What about new money going into markets, or where should that actually go? In my view, that should only be directed towards Asia, perhaps some of the lagging stock markets that may still have some catch-up potential, such as Thailand. Among developed markets, the only one that would entice me, has enticed me in at this stage of the cycle, is Japan once again, and I did actually buy some Nikkei futures, as I mentioned in last night's audio, that I might well do just before the close on Wall Street, and I have done that, and I put up some technical evidence in comment of the day, which you may have already seen, but it does make me feel that provided Wall Street remains reasonably steady, that we can get a reasonable move on the upside here over the short term in Japan, at least a tradable move, thus my reopening my Nikkei index long positions. Elsewhere, those consumer confidence figures knocked back the U.S. Treasury bond position, and that is potentially significant. We had a downside key day reversal today, and remember, in terms of the March contract, bonds had broken out on the upside and were edging higher on almost a daily basis, and fell back quite sharply here today. They were down at one stage at 113.20 and closed the day at 113.30, which was down 25.30 seconds. Now, although it was a downside key day reversal, and that is a bearish signal and a tradable signal, it wasn't a big enough a key to indicate a high probability that the bonds will fall quite sharply. I would expect some follow-through on the downside. And put it the other way around, that to countermand that prospect, we would really need to see bonds move back up in the next couple of days and take out the small downward dynamic that we've seen today. I remain short there, but a little nervous about the short in the short term. I think the longer-term outlook for government bonds is extremely bearish. As you know, too much supply, and the inflationary pressures will build up over the next few years, not in any sort of linear fashion, but in a series of waves, in my view. But what you may remember from the last disinflationary cycle, that central banks were still fighting the previous war against inflation long after the inflation was clearly on the wane, and people were worrying about the return of inflation years after inflation had turned to disinflation, or been replaced by disinflation and growing deflationary pressures. And I don't expect it to be any different this time around in terms of rising inflationary pressures. In other words, people will still be fearing deflation and still fighting what they feel are deflationary pressures. In terms of the currency markets here today, we did have the dollar rally on those confidence figures as well. It gave up some of those gains, but it had pushed up. Well, I'll put it in euro terms. The euro had dipped down to 129.44, and after hours trading, it's at 129.72. That's down 88 ticks on the day. The yen was the weakest of the major currencies here. The US dollar rallied up to 104.09 against the yen. That might help the Japanese stock market as well. And sterling got pegged back to 186.41. That's down 167 points. So still at this stage, you know my view, I think that looking at that dollar index chart that is, which is now right around, which is a little above the 84 level, having bounced from that obvious historic support level down near 80, that we do see some resistance coming in up near the 85 level, because we haven't had a downward dynamic in the dollar index. I can't say that this rally is over, but I think that we've seen most of it. I mean, my expectation is for a fairly lengthy ranging phase. But given the prior short positions overall, there is an outside chance that we can get a bigger rally. In other words, push into that overhead resistance that is evident above 85. But overall, my view is say that we have seen the worst of it. And have a look at that fascinating chart, which is in the HSBC Gold and Silver report, which will show the extent of the short covering on the futures contracts. Now, that's just a tiny proportion of overall currency trading, but it usually is representative in terms of direction and degree. And that suggests that quite a substantial portion of those dollar short positions have actually been covered, and indeed, quite a substantial number of the gold longs in terms of COMEX have actually been reduced. So that ties in with my view that gold down around the sort of 420 area is in a buying range. Again, I can't say that we've seen the actual low in gold. It had a good, reasonably good rally on Friday. That was encouraging. But it's given that up today, currently at 422 and after hours trading. Again, as far as I'm concerned, personally, it's in a buying range, and thus I've rolled forward my loss-making position in the February gold contract. That's all detailed in comment of the day. So what's the worst case? Worst case, I could see this pushing down another 10, possibly even $20. That, in my mind, really is a worst case. So in other words, getting back near the 400 level. But I suspect that the downside risk is smaller than that. We may have even seen the actual low, although, as I say, there's no conclusive technical evidence of that yet. But the indicators are moving in the right direction, and I think I feel quite strongly that the next big move in gold will be on the upside. Other precious metals came back as in line with gold. Not too much on the palladium, but that's been an underperformer for quite some time. That's at 192.55, just down 35 cents. The oil price is, in my mind, a threat to a significant threat to stock market rallies, and we're getting very close, as you know, to that psychological $50 level. And I think that certainly when, and I think it is a when rather than an if, when we see gold back above $50 for more than the blink of an eye, that the stock market will not be able to ignore that. I think it, as I said earlier in this broadcast, I feel that oil's rally, which came kind of quite late in the day, helped to peg back the Wall Street rally, and a number of investors, my hunches, have not been paying all that much attention to this move upwards in the gold, in the oil price, partly because there have been so many forecasts that oil is going to go back down into the $30 region. You know, that's never been my view, and I maintain again that we did see that very significant low back just above $40 within this predictable medium-term correction, which is probably over, and we're pushing back up to retest the prior highs within what is an overall secular bull market. Natural gas lagging. It's usually lagged, but the technical action with the overall loss of downside momentum and ranging just suggests to me here also that the path of least resistance is upwards, thus my rollover of that expiring February position. All the best.